Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host on the As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Radio Network. We're going to do call-ins today. We haven't done this for quite some time. A lot of people have been asking for call-ins, and this might be a little crazier show because we might get a little political on this one. I really don't like to get into politics. I've always felt the right wing and left wing is the same bird, you know, but we have one that's one wing is definitely in the toilet and the other wing is above the toilet, you might say. But anyway, just wanted to cover some of this and just, you know, see it, just how crazy and sick this situation has gotten. And I think we do need to talk about that. You know, I guess a lot of the teachers said that, you know, Einstein even said that doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result is a form of insanity. So we can't keep doing this. I've always told people that, you know, I would love to see a council of grandmothers hooked up to a galactic federation, a council, and to run this planet and, you know, get some spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders to come help us through this transition. And that's been my take. But I feel we do need to cover this. And then after I get through this, we'll go into taking calls. So the topic of tonight's show is, can it get any more insane? You know, so, which is kind of apropos for what's going on. And I love this saying. There's a saying, it's not the measure of a man to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. And we're seeing just how sick this civilization has become. As an outside observer who spends a lot of time in nature and in meditation, it's clear whose lying, hidden agendas, and each individual's come from. You can read people, just taking a look at them, the more you get out of the chaos. So you can boil it all down to the lust for power and wealth, the puppets, the puppet masters, and the masses who have had enough of being deceived, ripped off as endangered servants, by character-challenged, self-serving elitists. Charismatic professional liars, you know, living lies of complete hypocrisy. It seems to be what we're experiencing right now. And then you have the slaves on the plantation suffering from Stockholm syndrome, defending their enslavers and abusers, mostly for a paycheck, basically. But it goes on and on. It's mainly what people do if you just throw a little cash at them. It's getting pretty crazy, but we'll go through that. So there's those who have sold their souls for power and wealth, that have taken oaths to serve God and country, who undeniably have not. They've been extremely self-serving at the expense of humanity and the earth. They live in mansions serving the poorest districts in America. And, you know, take a look at California if you really want to, you know, figure out what's going on there. It's very sad to see what's happening there. It's just not working. So anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, he has been, you know, brought on board. So that's a done deal. But it's a classic example. Multiple, you know, wild, meritless accusations preying on the emotions of victims to build an army of wounded warriors duped into doing the bidding of the enslavers. The enslavers are accusing, you know, the righteous or good people of doing everything they have repeatedly done or are doing themselves. So I'm not saying everybody are saints in there, but I'm just seeing that one wing is actually really hit the bottom of the barrel with their behavior, basically. So the ones making the most accusations, screaming the loudest, are the ones most likely soon to be arrested for unthinkable acts, the depths of which most people cannot comprehend. And that's going to be rough when this goes down. You know, this is, the people are, you know, they're icons and they're people they believed in, everything. When they find out who they really are, and that is coming soon, it's going to be a real shock. And we're seeing that already. Now, the Christine Blasey Ford accusations against Kavanaugh, you know, is a woman who cannot remember when she was accosted, where she was accosted, can't give an address, a room where it happened, does not know how she got to the party or home. And she only had one beer. And to me, that would be a major event. You know, if you were raped or brutally, you know, accosted, or, you know, as she said, or there's all this other stuff going on, you'd think she'd have some kind of memory, you know, could fill in some of the blanks, but she couldn't do it, which is pretty classic mind control stuff. But anyway, you know, she did not tell anybody, even her closest friend, after the event. Leland Kaiser, which said she would corroborate her story. Leland Kaiser said it never happened, and she did not even know Brett Kavanaugh. Leland Kaiser later was actually tried, the Democrats tried to push her to change her story, even the FBI. So that's going to come out too. So Melanie something, I don't know her last name, but that's new breaking news where they actually tried to get her to change her story. So anyway, Ford bragged about having something like, it's either 65 or something like 85, sexual encounters, over 2 years, and then attacks Kavanaugh's moral fiber. And I think that's a little insane. So, this poor woman, I mean, she's obviously been abused, but it fits right into the mind control thing. So we'll talk further about that. Her four witnesses she presented all gave statements that never happened. And here's another kicker. She's 3 years older than Kavanaugh, which most likely falls under the category of sex with a minor, if the story is true. So, I mean, there's little details they left out of the story. And she has strong CIA connections tied to mind control and coached friends on how to beat lie detector tests. And her Swiss cheese stories have no evidence, no witnesses, zip, nada, nothing to corroborate. And so why does she and her supporters often sound like valley girls or angry feminists who cannot answer a simple question about where's the evidence? This may be off subject, but, why does a woman with several degrees in a high power position speak like a little girl? There's a reason for that. It's often the case of those who have been subject to mind control and often accompanied by sexual abuse like Manchurian candidates. And that's the reason they talk that way. They're usually trapped in that time period when things happen. So it's kind of sad, she probably was abused. But I think we need to look at where the abuse really did happen and get to the root of that. Anyway, the Democrats are screaming, we have to believe her, becoming the judge, jury, and jailer before any of the facts come forward or any investigation. They speak of her strong moral fiber and credibility and blind ignorance of the facts. How can this not be an agenda-driven smear campaign? The other accusers, some represented by the porn star lawyer, have taken the same oath, same path. The same lawyer bragged about having another highly credible witness only to find out he was punked. It was a prank call. And he went on the news and told everybody he had this highly credible witness, and the whole thing was just a prank call. So anyway, he kind of disappeared out, so we'll see where that goes. But anyway, the accusers lose all credibility, yet more of the same keep popping up to delay the confirmation, branded like flags by the Democrats. Any Democrat asking, what about the last accuser's stories you said we should believe? And why are you not asking the hard questions rather than saying over and over, we have to believe them? Can this get any more insane? I'm sure it can. But anyway, I want to go through a little few more things. I still have an open, logical mind. Show me the beef. Show me the facts. Show me the evidence. I'm just not seeing it. I'm waiting for something to come out. So Democrats keep saying they have it, continue to make accusations, yet cannot come up with any credible factual evidence, just as the Russian collusion nothing burger. They cannot come up with any solutions either, which is sad. I'd love to stop all the name calling and everybody work together and start coming up with solutions for the problems. And there seems to be a lot of jealousy, against those who have come up with solutions. So then you have the paid for by Soros demonstrations by nonsensical people attacking a man who has now undergone 7 FBI investigations, revealing nothing. The man had a few more drinks in his youth than he should have and threw ice in a bar. God forbid we should hang him, Who hasn't? We all can make a list of things we did in our youth that we would not like drug through the press, Then they criticize a man who showed human emotions, passionately defending his family and name as a flaw after being portrayed as a drunken rapist, I guess he can't keep that reptilian cool, that they would like him to do. So we see that over and over again, the reptilian cool. These people totally hold a frequency. They hold this energy. And I see it again and again where they just sit there and lie and lie and lie, but nobody calls them on it. Nobody says, okay, didn't you say this? Didn't you say this? Didn't you say this? Nobody does it, So anyway, There's a, and then to top it off, the two women that, who screamed at Senator Flake, Anna Maria Achilla, an executive director for the Center for Popular Democracy. Another protester, Maria Gallagher, is an activist with the same group. And the same, you know, it's indeed heavily funded by George Soros through the Open Society Foundation. So now this is going to piss off a lot of people, because I'm just bringing out facts here that, you know, we have to stop and back up and look at this. You know, these are just facts about what's going on. So are you seeing the links between most Democrats and the deep state servants to the global elite? You know, so the weak-minded, wounded lemmings suffering from cognitive dissonance are being led by the morally challenged, bought and paid for lamestream media down a path of separation, division, and in some cases, all-out war with fictitious, contrived enemies. And then they call others deplorable. You know, who is behind this? Who is paying for all this insanity? Who is the main character funding all the division groups, playing the race and gender card, sowing seeds of division and violence with names in complete opposite of their behavior, you know, like Antifa and all these other things. So there's no logic, law, or reason applied, just emotional outbursts, projections, and displays of anger, you know, even violence fueled by an extremely biased, morally challenged press against, in most cases, the innocent. So before you make up your mind and embark on I call them demonstrations instead of demonstrations, because that's basically what they are, you know, based on lies, deceptions, and false accusations, do the research on the accusers. This is Don Quixote on steroids, basically. So feminists and victims attacking windmills, damn sure they are dragons. Why? Because their lying, lamestream press told them so. This is sad and a blight against womanhood. It does not do justice to real abuse cases. I love women. I love the nurturing wisdom, the caring of family, friends, and the earth, the wisdom of the grandmothers, most of which see through this entire charade. You know, with the wisdom of age, it's much harder to fool and add the intuitive factor. Most grandmothers have a strong BS meter. And so I've always supported a council of grandmothers tied to a galactic federation. We talked about that earlier. Does this sound any crazier than what's unfolding? So I think, you know, it is time to really start reevaluating how things are run on this planet. So now here's another one that I found kind of crazy. Professor Fair stated that all men should die a miserable death while feminists laugh, castrated, and their corpses fed to swine. And this was followed by cheers. And I just said, what is wrong with this country? I mean, this society. When that happens, are we that wounded? And they wonder why they're single and have no love in their lives. Gee, let me think about it. You know, I'm a man and you want me to be your friend, love and accept you, support you, as well as hang out with you when you have made it very clear you want me dead, you know? So careful what you ask for, because there always is a wraparound on those. You should never ask, wish anybody dead, because you may find yourself in the same predicament. But anyway, you know, if I needed their acceptance and approval and had any respect for those behaving this way, I'd find this behavior insulting and disgusting. In truth, I see it very sad, very wounded, and very angry. A very angry person projecting on the world what they do not have the wisdom or courage to own within themselves. If this is what is now being taught in universities. When another professor, a man, states, let's not be quick to judge, let's wait for the facts, the investigation, he gets censored or fired. It's what's wrong with this picture? And it's why? Because he's not following the well-funded diatribe. And so we need to look at this funding. Where is this coming from and what is the real agenda here? And, you know, we're turning our children over to history challenged psychopaths, you know, pushing race and gender separation, socialism, in complete ignorance as to the experiments with socialism in the past. You know, what does socialism in the past, genocidal dictators attached to it, you know, with the people living in abject poverty, is this where we want to go? I mean, we need to really go back in history and see how this worked out in the past. Is this where you want your leaders to take you? And is this where what you want for your children? Do you want them to be taught, ignore the real history of socialism? So, you know, I know there's a better way of doing things, but, you know, this socialism program definitely isn't working. Mob rule does not work. It never has. So anyway, victims in many cases use their victim roles to gain emotional or financial support from others. Saviors need to save to feel good about themselves, often becoming the victims of the very ones they tried to save. You ever hear the saying, no good deed goes unpunished? Persecutors are victims trying to take their power back, in most cases from being abused as children. So when does this perpetual roller coaster end? When you walk away. When you gain the wisdom from the experience, take personal responsibility for the people and events manifest in your life and forgive. Now you know what you don't want. Yeah, and we can go on. Did you think the fame and money was going to make you happy? Did you think the position of power was going to fill the gap from when your power was taken away from you? Do you think the external, any external person, place, or thing is going to replace the internal love, acceptance, and approval? They won't. They never will, and that is the big deception. The real secret, not another spiritual materialism story. You know, at the core of your being resides a loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God that loves you unconditionally. Everything else is a distraction, a disappointment, and the end bears no fruit, a detour ending in a dead end. You think God is going to save you, but where do all the masters, saints, and sages say where God is? It's within. There were external gods in ancient history and demigods, but who created them? You know, what if you see God in everyone, the omnipresent creator in all creation? What would the world look like? What if we chose universal law over draconian law, which we have been under for quite some time? Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. What if we held our political and religious leaders accountable to stay within universal law? It would be called heaven on earth, the original intent. And what if we all dropped our swords, grudges, power struggles, healed our wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and focused on creating heaven on earth, lived a life to the best of our abilities according to universal law? Many say it's not that easy, but maybe simplicity is the answer. What if just choosing love, service to others, the restoration of the environment first and foremost was the answer? What if we walked away from those who are not? But anyway, that's my commentary on tonight's show. I'm sure I pushed some buttons. And so we're going to open the lineup for callers. The number is 1-888-627-6008. We'll repeat that again. If you want the direct line, it's 323-744-4831. And so again, I want to say that I really don't think you know, one party or the other is the answer. We need to unify and, you know, with a group that represents all cultures, all beliefs, and, you know, maybe connect with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that have already done this. They've already gone through this. They've transcended war and disease and poverty and lack. So I think that's the way to go, and that's what he said he's all about. So anyway, it looks like we're opening the lineup for callers, and I want to bring a couple of people on too later on that have seen some amazing sights here. Eddie said he'd talk about that as well. So again, let me give the numbers out. It's 1-888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. And so if you want to call in, people have been asking me over and over again, how come you're not doing call-ins? And this is your chance to call in and talk. And you can talk about anything. You don't need to talk about what I just talked about. I don't even like talking about that stuff, to be honest with you. But from what I've seen lately, I had to say something. I just have a real issue with liars, to be honest with you. And when I just see people just lying and lying and lying up there and making false accusations and everything else, you know, I always thought we were innocent until proven guilty, and that just wasn't happening. To see that happening, it was very sad. So, you know, whether Kavanaugh is a saint or not a saint, if things were hidden, I don't know. But from what I saw I don't watch TV, but I did. I've kept on track with the internet. What I saw on there and the energies I saw coming through these people, and the way they're behaving, I was shocked, and I said, oh my God, are these guys really representing us? This is scary. This is really scary. And And if there are lawmakers, God help us, because there needs to be a total cleanup. And I think that cleanup is coming. So we can talk more about that. There is a higher consciousness and energy. There is universal law. It's multidimensional. It's pressing in on the planet right now. The earth itself is ascending, and this is the chaos that's going to come from that process. So realize, you know, as all this stuff surfaces, there's going to be some chaos, and we need to roll with the chaos and stick, you know, to the facts and stick to the truth as we know it. But also be very clear on where are you getting your truth? Where are your facts coming from? What have you based your opinion on? You know, is it society? Because social consciousness is totally programmed. You know, is it CNN, MSNBC? You know, these guys are professional liars, and they're funded by some very dark groups, you know. Are you going to the media? You know, are you going to Hollywood to base your decisions on? I said, well, you know, that's Pedophile Central there. So, you know, that's the thing. That's why they don't want this guy in office, because they know the game is over. Once this guy's installed, this whole pedophile network is going to go down. The whole satanic worship thing is going to go down. It's all going to go down. And, you know, we don't need a Gandhi right now. We need a warrior. We need somebody who's going to call it like it is. And that's the stage that we're in right now. Eventually, you know, hopefully a Gandhi will come forward and restore the peace. But we need things to be shaken up a bit. And they are, you know, so. So anyway, you know, you got to get out in nature. You gotta start, you know, getting your information from, you know, credible sources, and then ask the hard questions, like, where does this come from? You know, where does this information come from? And we also have to be brutally honest with ourselves: is what have we based our own beliefs on, our own opinions on? Because the word belief is a lie in the middle. It's B-E-L-I-E-F, you know. So there's always a lie in belief. So we always have to question our own beliefs and where our beliefs came from. And I know people will have probably already turned the show off. You know, I've already pushed some major buttons. I don't care. You know, I don't care if you love me or don't love me. I'm just going to say it like it is from my perspective. And I'm also open to, you know, if you think it's wrong, then show me evidence. Show me, you know, show me information. Show me some meat, you know, on this thing, because I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm seeing people making a lot of accusations, a lot of heavy stuff, you know, saying some things and they're unfounded. And it's sad, because I've seen and actually counseled a lot of Manchurian candidates. And this is looking like Manchurian candidate territory right here. So the voice is a dead giveaway usually. You know, they're stuck, they're trapped in, you know, a 14-year-old body or whatever. And I think it's sad too. A lot of the people they interview that are backing her up that aren't looking at the facts, they also sound like Valley Girls too. And so I don't know what is this thing about, you know. You know, they draw out the questions, you know, they kind of go, you know, they go, well, I think she should be heard, and maybe she might be right. And it's kind of, when you listen to this, it's like, why is the last word always drawn way out really long, you know? Anyway, so it's pretty interesting. But it looks like we finally have a caller here. We've got the Viking from Northern California on line one. Are you with us?
Hey, James. Hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, James. Thanks. Yeah, this is the Viking. I just had a couple of alternative thoughts here on this process. Coming from an omniverse or multiverse perspective, one thing that Trump has done since his term, unlike any other president, is he has awoken the masses out of an unconscious state to an opinion. Whether it's for or against, he has brought in this new realm of disclosure, you know. And I feel this in the last couple weeks, especially, we're now getting a disclosure on and an opportunity for people to become aware of their sexual abuse, which which is part of the healing process here. Again, there are different stages of anger and then awakening and denial. But I feel coming from like backing up here, not really having a for and against. We're in this transit mm-hmm. of this awakening, and I feel that he is a catalyst here. And where we're going is in this new perspective is beyond our comprehension. But as you're pointing out, you know, getting caught up in the for and against and just creating entanglement, I feel that the disclosure that's happening right now is part of this new awakening process into this higher state of reality that we're all speaking of in one way or another. Mm-hmm. But and I feel this in this duality, this contrast of duality. We have to have the before and against, the light and the dark, and the good and the bad. But I think in this case here, we're flushing out the toxins of our implants, that's been implanted in our subconscious reality. So these implants are these dark forces are actually toxins. And what we're doing here in this new awakening and coming to our core essence, as you're saying, your expression of self and nature and art and being able to be in our passion, giving us a new interpretation of life away from, you know, this contrast. And I think for the first time, we're starting to develop an antidote mm-hmm. that's going to create this brand new expression through this revelation. And I believe this is actually prime source directive that we've actually been quarantined for 12,000 years in this petri dish with these toxins allowed to come in because they are allowing us through our hundreds of lifetimes of karmic expression for the first time being able to come to a revelation of core essence. And without the toxins and the psychopathic and the sociopathic behavior, we wouldn't have this understanding of what it is to be truly benevolent and to be in this new core source of unity consciousness that will then break into this new golden age. But anyway, it's just a theory.
No, I think it's an excellent theory, and I agree with you 100%. You really think about it, you know, this guy, you know, Trump's a button pusher. And I think he gets off on it, to be honest with you. You know, he loves the feedback. But the, you know, a lot of, if you really hang out with some very advanced lamas and yogis, they have a great sense of humor. And they know your buttons and they push your buttons. And they don't care if you scream and yell and rant at them. You know, they're going to push their buttons and they're going to act it out. I mean, I had an old friend of mine, well, it was one of my brother's old girlfriends, who was a very staunch feminist, very angry towards men. And I would act like a redneck around here, and I'd just push her buttons and just watch her flip and everything. And my brother finally talked to me and said, "Don't you see what he's doing? He's actually helping you see your buttons. He's showing you your projections. And he doesn't do that with other people. He's doing that with you to help you get through your stuff, you know." And so, and that's the kind of way they work, you know. And a lot of them have a wicked sense of humor and some of the stuff they do, but it's all about getting this up and out and triggered. And I can't think of a better person to trigger this. I mean, he's triggering all this ancient trauma, you know, especially with the feminine, that you know, it's sad because the divine feminine, to me, in my experience, when you get up in the higher dimensions, it's the most loving, joyous, blissful, nurturing energy you can imagine. And when I see women on these levels just piss and vinegar coming out from them, and they are so angry, there's so much hate, and I just, oh my God, you know, what happened to you? You know, what made you this way? And like Kavanaugh, you know, with him, I would say, did I harm you in some way? Is this a past life thing? Because this has no relative basis in this reality. And so I think a lot of the women need to go within and go, okay, have I been harmed in the past? What is triggering inside of me, these emotions inside of me? I'm not invalidating that they haven't been abused. I mean, there's a long history of abuse with women. You used to, you know, conquer a village and you'd take the gold and the women and you'd trade them off or use them however you wanted. But I mean, that's a long history that we have. And so that's cellular memory. We need to clear this stuff out. But when I see this just pure raging, seething anger against a guy that really didn't do anything, definitely didn't do anything to them, you have to ask the question, where is this coming from? And like you were saying, in the big picture, it's almost like the Joker, you know, he's like, you know, he's going through the Heoka, you know, or whatever he's going through, and he's just pushing all the buttons, getting everybody to really look at what's going down, see things for what it is. And I love the guy's tweets, because I know every time he tweets, everybody's going to get their, you know, whatever, in a twist. It's going to be crazy, you know. So it's almost like it's a big process-oriented therapy session, is the way I look at the whole thing. And if you look at it from a higher perspective, that's basically what's going on.
Well, you know, cognitive therapy or aggressive therapy is exactly exposing these elements that have been unconscious and buried so deep that that's a bit painful. And this is exactly what he's doing. He is an echo. And as I said, whether it's born again, you know, I'm not getting involved in, and we know it's been weaponized. You know, it's been weaponized by the deep state through the Democrats to create this anxiety. But the fact that it's coming out, I think, on a multiverse level, the fact that it's really coming out is a healing experience, because it is an energetics that is shifting. You know, it is bringing a conscious awareness through the entire swing of the pendulum. And this has to happen in order for us to move forward. We have to get the full swing of the pendulum in order to understand that there is work to be done here. There is work to be done. And I feel that he is right on course. You know, as you pointed out, and I was going to actually say, he is the Hayoka. If you look at all old cultures, you know, the Hayoka or the medicine men are always there to show you that which you're not willing or can't or are unable to see in the viruses that are in your DNA that are keeping you from full expression. And by coming to this awareness that in life will always show you that which you're able to achieve through your vision, but it's also going to show you elements that are keeping you from it. And this is the divine course action, is that if there's something in there that's creating an adversity, it's actually a challenge or an opportunity to refine your genetics.
Yeah, I agree. You know, one thing I wanted to comment on, too, is that when I look at these beings like Soros and these other guys that are funding all these division games, and they're actually playing on people's old wounds and traumas and guiding them in a very destructive manner versus healing. You know, there's no healing there. They want more chaos. They want more confusion, separation, againstness. They want more separation between the races and the genders and everything else. That's the game they're playing. And people need to realize the game and where they are in that game. And that's the sad thing, is that there's a lot of people that are willingly involved in it. They're being paid, you know, to do it. And there's a lot of people that are doing it in ignorance. But anyway, what are you doing? You know, what's your come from? You know, are you coming from a very wounded past? You know, are you coming from an enlightened state of mind when you're observing this? You know, what's your come from? And right now I'm seeing a lot of extremely wounded come froms that are not making any sense at all. They're projecting and blaming. And that's a very disempowering state to be in. You know, it's going to go nowhere, because all that's going to be amplified. And it is being amplified right now. And it's just going to get uglier and uglier until we gain the wisdom from the experience. You know, heal, forgive, and let go of it. And I'm not saying, you know, there does not need to be anything done. I mean, there are sexual predators out there. There are people that are extremely... negative, you might say, that have agendas that need to be checked. You know, that is true. But it's sad, because now, you know, when a woman comes forward that has been abused or something really heavy, there's a major predator program right now. People go, you're another Ford, you know, you're another Blasey Ford. Here's another, you know, this is killing the Me Too movement too, as well, because now, it's fueled by so much hate and anger and not really getting to the facts and the truth. It's actually killing that movement as well. So, you know, they're doing themselves in. You know, if they really want a healing and want to go forward, there has to be a whole different path taken.
Well, you know, yeah, but this gives women and men both an opportunity to really understand that there is massive sexual abuse and emotional abuse, and it's been happening for, you know, hundreds of lifetimes. And I feel that mm-hmm. because it's coming to such an apex in our conscious awareness, especially through it being weaponized, as you're pointing out here, is that I truly believe that it's giving us an opportunity. You know, again, to try to find a for and against is going to keep us entangled. But I believe there's enough resources out there, and I think the energetics and the healing process here, which is shifting energetics, is going towards a place where it's going to backfire. And I truly see the fact that people are going to wake up and realize that it has been weaponized, and that now there will be an opportunity as we move forward, especially with all of the indictments being unsealed and all the military tribunals and the FISA gate and all this disclosure and the truth behind 9/11 and Sandy Hook and all these false flags. The truth is going to create an expression and an opportunity to find some healing, because we can't, as a race on this planet, as humanity, move into this new energetic form or this awakening or 5D, however you want to see it. We can't aggress ourselves until we have had this healing experience. And I feel that at this day is going to mark the beginning of this new era, that we're now going to be able to move forward into this process of disclosure, which will bring about a healing for humanity.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And, you know, we had to go through this process. It's a triggering process. It's bringing up all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, not just this life, but other lives as well. But we have a choice right now. We can blame, reject, or we can own the attitudes and emotions that are coming through us and track them back to the past and heal them and use our own God self, whatever that is, you know, to get us help or go to find some good process-oriented therapy out there to help you process this stuff, because, you know, just hate begets hate, you know, and anger begets anger. It's a frequency. It's an energy. It holds you down. And there's a whole better way of doing this. And one master teacher told me something. I love what he said. He said, you know what the ultimate weapon is? And he said, it's forgiveness. And I said, forgiveness? How's that? And he said, when you totally forgive somebody from your heart of hearts and you release it, it's energized and it goes back to them. And they're going to draw to them some person, place, or event so they can finish their lesson. But you shouldn't do it to get even with people. I'm just saying, but that's the way the universe works. And so forgiveness is not a place of weakness. It's a place of power. And it's a whole different reality. It's a... you know, when you're coming from forgiveness, you're not trapped, you know, you're not tied into their karma anymore. You're free and you can look at things from a whole different perspective without being influenced by your own wounds and traumas, you know, and wrong conclusions.
Can I take another minute here, or do we need to end this? Do we have some time?
Oh, yeah, we have some time. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to go back to this whole evolution, because all these traumas that are brought into this lifetime, I feel there's kind of a lineage programming that we're as an entity, we are choosing parents that mimic our karmic encumbrances that are yet to be resolved, and so we buy into this karmic lineage that will then manifest what needs to be dealt with, our unresolved ambiguities in our awareness that I call them viruses. Mm-hmm. They're not allowing us to move forward. They're viruses in our DNA. Yeah. These abuses and emotional ambiguities. So, but what's interesting is we're able to heal this from a programmed lineage point of view. Because I went back one time and really realized that my ancient securities were brought on from my matriarch, from my grandmother and mother. And I had to go all the way back in regressive therapy to realize that I got my insecurities and all of the programming from them. But then I realized that they had the same program, that it was just a baton mm-hmm. that they were passing me. And by literally coming to some resolve I was able to collapse that timeline, not only for my own life, but the entire program lineage that was connected to that time, that timeline. I felt that to be very interesting because not only can you heal your own resonance or energetics, but you can actually, you know, heal your lineage. I thought that was very. I got that as a codex one day. But I also want to say, as far as forgiveness, it's, you know, I look at forgiveness, non-judgment, and surrender as the Christ consciousness of where it allows you to be sovereign. And it's not something that you can create. Mm-hmm. You can't go out there and create these aspects. It comes from an understanding and a commitment and a trust that you have forgiveness, which means there's no judgment, which means you have to surrender that for and against. You know, you have to come back and realize that your template of interpretation now is from within, from your self-mastery, from your passion, and you're not getting caught up in this carbon-based rhetoric of the mind, which is trying to figure stuff out, right? And I think that's where exactly. We're translating from, is getting out of that rhetoric and more into our passion and, you know, the need for nature and the need to be in this unity consciousness of benevolence, that humanity on this planet can evolve and will evolve into this new golden state. You know, it's just amazing what's happening now. It's just so mind-blowing because we're going into a whole new interpretive value beyond our perception.
Yeah, we have to ask ourselves, where does the rhetoric come from? You know, it's not who we are, basically. The core of our being where this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God came from the source itself. And then drop down through all these dimensions to have experiences. But, you know, we have to go back and go, okay, where are these patterns? Where did these patterns originate? Where did this anger originate? You know, why am I reacting so violently to something that is really not real or it's not based on any facts? You know, is this guy holding a gun to me? And why am I acting so violently towards this person? You know, we need to really start monitoring ourselves and observing ourselves and watching ourselves being triggered and then take those back and trace them back, like you said, you know, clean up the cellular memory, clean up our, it helps, when we do that, it helps our ancestors and clean up our past lives as well. It helps others that we're connected to the same experience. And when we learn how to heal unseen negative influences and make our own personal connection with source, whatever you want to call it, then we can start cleaning up all these other levels, not just ours, but we can start cleaning up the astral level, the whole psychic program here, all the psychic turbulence on the planet, and start working from that level. And I think that's where we need to get to. And a lot of people are being initiated right now and waking up and realizing that they came from some very advanced civilizations. They do have the knowledge. They do have the ability to heal and clear and they have that within their souls, and that's being activated right now, and it's part of the Great Awakening, whatever name you want to give it.
And just a final note here, you're absolutely right. And I always, you know, I heard you say one time, if you want to see a galactic, go look in the mirror. You know, I use the same phrase on my show. You want to see a galactic, go look in the mirror, because we have signed on to come through this genetic experience. And what's interesting here is as we start to get these new epiphanies, which are brand new, by the way, we are developing a brand new expression never ever seen before in galactic history. Our compassion above has been void in a lot of these galactic races. I mean, if you notice, they don't have a very strong emotional depth, and there's a lot of dark archonic energies out there that are still sociopathic. Coming through this experience on this planet as a quarantine experiment, we are literally not only changing our lives and healing our lives, but all of our expressions and our DNA are being uplinked through gossamer thread to our soul groupings, which are monitoring us. And they are literally gaining this new expression that we are creating in this new development of emotional balance and our sensuality and in our creative expression. Is actually feeding this brand new template, never ever seen before, to our soul groupings. That's literally just rippling out through the galaxy. And this is what's really phenomenal, that we actually are on course here. And they're just cheering us on, and at some point we're going to be entering into their realm. We're going to be galactic rock stars for all the things, something that we've heard in the coming through the contrast and gauntlet of PTSD. We are now starting to resolve itself, as you pointed out, as you get these challenges of anger and abuse and despair and poverty. These are all opportunities to find the contrast, and then to gain an understanding that it's all illusion. It's all illusion, but we're developing a brand new sense of being. Anyway, I really appreciate talking to you. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while now.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you're saying, and I've got to wrap it up. I've got some other people I want to bring on.
Right.
So anyway, thanks for calling in, and I love your perspective on this.
Well, thank you, James, and hopefully I'll make it up there someday. You take care.
All right, you too. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here because I want to talk about some of the things that are unfolding here at ESETI. And I felt like we did need to cover these things. I really don't want to go into the political arena, but just watching what's happening, just seeing how crazy making it is, I was trying to bring a little sanity into this. So we're going to switch gears right now, and I'm going to bring Ryan on and have him talk a little bit about what he just experienced here, because it's pretty amazing sighting, and I couldn't end the show without bringing this in. So Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And he saw something that I want him to tell you in his own words what he saw, because I've seen the same thing here and others as well, but it's important to have other witnesses, you know, talk about their experiences here, and it was pretty an amazing sighting. So I'll just turn it over to you and tell us what you experienced out in the field last night.
All right, so this is actually Thursday night, the first night I arrived, and I'll tell you what it was right now. It was a black triangle, and I had heard of these, and I didn't necessarily believe that. I kind of put it in the gray box, an area where I'm not believing it or disbelieving it, but I was out there between 9 and 10 p.m., and I saw some lights heading towards me, some flashing red lights, believe it or not. And as it got closer, it made a bank. It banked out across the front of the mountain, and it was probably one of the biggest. It was the biggest. I'm going to call it an aerial vehicle, but it was definitely an unidentified flying object. It was one of the largest objects I've ever. It was the largest object I've ever seen in my life in the air. It was a black triangle that had flashing red lights at each end of the triangle. And it was moving very slow. There was no sound. Another gentleman and I were trying to get its attention, but it just banked across the front of the mountain. It flew by for about 2 minutes, and then it banked again, and it headed a different direction. And it was unique. It was neat. It's something you have to experience.
Now, this flew around. It flew towards you and then around back around the mountain. So if this were like helicopters or anything else, I mean, it would have been loud. You would have heard something, and there was no sound to this.
There's no sound. I actually had a camcorder. So I do have the audio of that entire experience with this gentleman and I looking at it. And so there's no sound, but we'll see what we can get. We're going to
check into it.
Yep.
Now, I think it's interesting because a lot of people, I have a lot of giant triangles on film here that I filmed flying over us. And I have some photographs of a very large triangle that's on the ground that's full of orbs, which is really interesting, but it's transparent. And I remember we did some like remote viewing and checked into this thing. And was it 260 or 360? Do you remember?
260.
I thought it was 260. So it was like 260 yards is what we found out is how big this is.
Yeah, it was huge.
My
perspective is I have to honestly say it looked almost as big as the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's just incredible. I mean, it could fit 300 stealth bombers in it. It was so big.
So you have 260 yards. That's 2 football fields and a half or more.
Right.
An object, a triangle, flying over, and I mean, how'd you feel about it when you're looking at that emotionally? Did you have
I've seen another UFO before, another physical one. This one, though, this was different. It was just so large. It was unbelievably large, and And as it flew away, I just could not imagine that people could not see this. And mm-hmm. it was so big, it took up so much of the sky. I thought, how are people not seeing these? This thing is huge. And I just, I'm just, again, I'm shocked that people are not looking up and seeing these things.
Yeah, I know a lot of locals here, we get, sometimes we have crews come up here and they're doing specials or whatever, documentaries, and they'll interview some of the locals here. And some of the locals will talk about it. They'll say, yeah, but don't tell the other people I'm talking about it. Don't tell the right. church, or don't tell the other farmers or loggers or whatever, because we are pretty remote. But, you know, they'll always get this guy, and this guy goes, all right, I ain't never seen no UFOs, you know. And it's like, you know, and you ask him, you know, do you ever look up? Nope. Do you ever go out and look for him at night? Nope. Do you look at him for him at all? No. You know, it's just like, maybe that's why you've never seen right, any, you right. know. So, you know, and it is, you see with your brain. Your brain chooses what you see. So if you don't believe in it and you don't want to look for it or do the research, that's your truth. And, you know, he is right according to his belief system. But
I was talking with somebody about the space you provide to come here and experience that. And I think that's incredible. I mean, if anybody's on the wall about actually experiencing something, come here with an open mind, get out there in the field, do some camping, enjoy the mountain, enjoy the scenery, open yourself up, and, you know, just be okay with what comes your way, because you may experience something like a giant black triangle. I'm going to tell you one other story. I actually burnt my finger, mm-hmm. And it was pretty significant, on the stove inside of the yurt. And it was bad. It was about 10:30 at night, and I've been burned before. I went outside, and I had no ice, and I just put it, because it was raining, and I put it, my hand on the ground, and I just soaked it in the water. And then I went inside of my house, or inside of the yurt. And within 5 minutes, that burning pain is gone. And I have a huge blister on my finger that mm-hmm. you can see. And if any of you have ever been burnt, you know that pain does not disappear within 5 minutes. And I don't know what it was, but it is something here.
Yeah. I've had things happen where I've been bit by brown recluses and things like that. And Baba G came to me and he told me what it was, a brown recluse. And I go, oh, my God. And he goes, you can have it any way you want. And so I go, what? And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to say thanks for the medicine. I don't need it. I'm going to send it back into the earth. I put my hands above the bite, and I sent it back in the earth. And it looked about the size of a dime. And you could see that the meat was being eaten by the toxins and everything else. And all of a sudden, it just, next morning, it was basically gone. It just shrank up and was gone. And we've had tumors and ulcers and broken wrists and everything heal overnight here. That's really well documented. So it's the power of the mind is incredible when you connect it in with your own connection with source or the other dimensional beings here. You know, we see miracles happen all the time, but there are people that come here and nothing happens, and it's between them and spirit what happens. You know, so it's right. I'm not doing miracle healings here. It's between you and source what happens. I tell people that. But there have been a lot of healings that have happened here, and you know, it truly is a
special place.
Yeah, it's a special place. I mean, that whole field is full of orbs and giant light beings cruising around, and we filmed them and documented it. And this isn't just about UFOs, you know, this is a multidimensional experience here, and it covers the nature spirits, the ascended masters, the UFOs, and ultra dimensionals, everything. You know, everything is unfolding. So it depends on our consciousness on what we experience here, you know. But anyway, thanks a lot for coming and giving your testimony. Amazing about the healing too. That's great.
All right, thank you.
We're coming up to the end of the hour, folks. Unfortunately, we wish we had more time, and hope I didn't. Well, I guess I hope I did push a whole bunch of buttons, because they did need to be pushed. And I'm not doing this out of anger. I'm not siding with anybody. I'm just trying to bring out another opinion, a different alternative, another way of looking at things that's more empowering, you know. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we love you, and it's time to own your shit, you know. So that's just the way it is. And our stuff is coming up, and we can't get away from it. And don't jump on the bandwagon of the hate and the againstness and the separation games. Because that's going to go on a downward spiral, and it's going to collapse like the Hopi prophecies say. So you want to get into the more of the love and the joy and the spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, and don't participate in these other events, you know, walk away. And that's about it for tonight's show. So anyway, have a great evening. You know, keep that pure intent, the open mind, loving heart, watch the skies, and really focus on creating heaven on earth, and get in touch with the universal laws, you know, such as brother, sisterly love, you know, universal peace, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's the foundation we want to manifest here. We want to rise to the occasion, and that's when you're going to have contact. And also realize, too, that just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So learn how to heal unseen negative influences and maintain your own self-authority and your own personal connection with Source. So anyway, on that note, I want to say good night, have a great evening, and watch the skies and stay in the heart. Good night.